Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Shabbat Shalom. A peaceful Sabbath to you all. Today is Saturday, the 19th of February, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Creator Yah's calendar, today is day 18 of the Hebrew month called Adar. Adar 1, because this year we have 2 months of Adar, because it's a leap year. So we are currently in Adar 1, and we will start Adar 2 at the beginning of the month of March or thereabouts. Now, there's a lot to share, but I know it's been a long while since I did audios. But I'm going to try my best to to summarize, because I just don't want to do too many audios in one day. Right. For starters, I've had some people ask that how do we pronounce the names of the Creator, the original Hebrew sacred names of the Creator, which are found in the original Hebrew manuscripts. They were called manuscripts in the past and not Bibles. So the Hebrew manuscripts of the past, the question is, how were the names written and how are they pronounced? Now, as we have consistently emphasized and constantly emphasized, that it's so important to learn the Hebrew names of the Creator, particularly we, the end time generation that are going to see the end of this world, this fallen world. It's all to do with the Antichrist. If you don't learn these names, it's going to affect you eventually, especially when you get left behind. Some people will be privileged to be raptured, and so they don't have to worry about this. But either way, they need to learn, because the bride of Yahushua, who are the rapturable people, they know these names, and these are the names in which they're going to preach after the 3 days of darkness that are coming up. Now, the left behind, which are the guests of Yahushua HaMashiach, those ones have to learn the Hebrew names of the Lord, because if they don't learn it, it's going to affect them. They will lose their lives untimely. The enemy will locate wherever they are hiding, because of the, you know, continuing to use the name Jesus Christ or Yesu or Jesu or Yeshua, as in Yeshua, Yeshua, which is, you know, it's not the correct name of the Messiah. And any other translation in any tribe, any world language, if it is not Yahushua HaMashiach, it is going to cause problems for that person. This sounds like a joke to many people, and some people see it as an insult. Others call us names for saying it. But you know what? We are just doing the will of the Most High God by spreading this very important prophecy to as many people as possible, so they can learn the truth and begin to run with it. The rest is up to everybody that gets this information. And whoever doesn't take it seriously will eventually pay, you know, they will pay the price for not taking the message on board, because the Lord has revealed that numerous people are going to be killed based on the fact that they will not be using the correct name of the Messiah after the anti-Messiah has started to use the name Jesus Christ and all his various languages. Language translations. Now, I know it's not easy to reach people right now, because, you know, there are people in remote areas and it's not easy to do evangelism in this particular area of life. That's why the Lord has made an arrangement for the bride of Yahushua to spread this information during, after the 3 days of darkness. Everyone will be made to know the name, the original name of the Messiah, because the grace period will have come to, will be coming to an end around that time. And once that period comes to an end, there will be no mercy in various things. I don't know how to explain this now. What I'm trying to say is, when the grace period comes to an end, you see, Christians like to say we are in the dispensation of grace. We are in the dispensation of grace. And they think that this grace is meant to last forevermore. But this is not the case. Once the grace period comes to an end, which is the day the anti-Messiah Obama takes center stage and begins to deceive the world publicly and openly, then there will be no forgiveness for many things that we take for granted. And one of those things is, for example, when he begins to use the name Jesus Christ and his various translations like Yesu, Jesu, Yetu, Yeshua with a Y-E-S-H-U-A, then those people will lose their lives because of that. Anybody that attends the Sabbath, once the mandatory Sunday worship is announced, they will not be forgiven as well, because the period of grace will have ended. And many other things that the Lord has written in his word, and many Christians take for granted in the name of we are in the dispensation of grace and the law has been done away with. If the law has been done away with, why is the anti-Messiah called the lawless one? You see, we really need to read the Bible in context and do the will of Yah as he desires. It is so important to understand this. There is the dispensation of grace, and there is the season when this dispensation of grace comes to an end, an absolute end. And after that, many mistakes will not be forgiven. Keeping in mind that warnings will have been sent out to each and every individual in this world before that time, supernaturally. Because the Lord doesn't want anybody to come back to him and say, but you never told me, but you never told me. So he will let everybody know the terms and conditions for survival after the rapture has happened. But he will tell everybody in advance. So he will manage to reach everybody somehow. This is written in the book of Matthew 22, but it's not spelled out in great detail. It's also hidden in the book of Daniel chapter 12, verse 9 to 10, and Revelation 10, 4, and also Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Not everything has been written in the Bible, but these things are very much true. So, brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ, and some people call him Yeshua, others call him Yeshayahu, but those are not his names. Those are not his original names. And for now, people can get away with using those names. But when the time comes, it will no longer be forgivable to use them. The devil will have a hold on anybody who uses those names. Imprison them, torture them to death. And that's how they will, you know, experience martyrdom. Some people will experience martyrdom just for using the wrong name when praying. So the correct and original name is Yahushua HaMashiach. And this name is a sacred Hebrew name. It's well known by the fallen angels. And they're the ones that, you know, omitted it from our Bible so that we don't get to know the truth. So we perish during the Great Tribulation. Because he knows many people are scared of martyrdom. Many people are afraid of what is to come. And they don't know what to expect. So he would love us to be in the dark on this matter so that when martyrdom comes round, we fret. But the Lord is warning us. He loves us so much. He says in Amos chapter 3 verse 7 that he always tells us things in advance through his prophets. He also says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapters, I think it's chapter 36 verse 16, that unfortunately he sends his servants to release the prophetic words, to warn, to prepare. But many people just decide to, you know, ridicule his servants or mock them or and disregard what he says until there's no more remedy. May that not be our portion in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. So this is just an introductory audio regarding the names of Yahushua and other things that are coming. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I'll do the pronunciation of the names in the next audio, maybe. Hold on. Okay, no, let me do it in this audio. So the name of God the Father is Yahweh. Yahweh. You say Yahweh, and it's written as Y-A-H-U-V-E-H. Yahweh. Y-A-H-U-V-E-H. This name was translated eventually as Jehovah. Some other people translated it as Yahweh. And other people have come up with other names like Yahuwah. But, you know, all these names are not the original names of the Maker. You can get away with Yahweh, but you cannot get away with Yahweh. You cannot get away with Jehovah or Yahuwah, because those are not his names. His name, the creator of the entire universe and everything in it, is Yahweh. Yahweh. And you can add the word Abba and call him Abba Yahweh, because he is God the Father. And he wants us to address him by his name, just like he calls us. You know, we have names. He says he calls us by name. We are his, those who have accepted Yah's salvation as per John 3:16. So we are called by name. He too has a name, and he wants us to call him that name. He doesn't want us to be saying God, Lord. Those are not his names. Those are just titles that were used as replacements for his name. So wherever you see the word the Lord in the Old Testament, it refers to Yahweh, God the Father. And wherever you see the word God, it's supposed to be either Yah or Elohim. The name Yah is the short form of Yahweh. It's the surname of God, the Holy Trinity. The name Yah, Y-A-H, is very powerful. Within that name, you've got his breath. Ah, the Ah is his breath. And the Yah is the Yod, which has the Hebrew value 10. And 10 signifies, it's to do with the Ten Commandments, it's to do with the Torah, it's to do with the two greatest commandments. So 10 signifies, obligation. It's to do with obligation, so responsibility and testimony. And once again, it's linked to the Ten Commandments. And that is the number that the Lord used to create the world and everything in it. This is why Judgment Day is the 10th day. The 10th day of the 7th month of the year on the Hebrew calendar. It's all about the number 10. On Judgment Day, we are going to be questioned about how we treated his commandments, you know, which are all to do with us being his image. You know, us being his image is tied with the, you know, the commandments. If you read very well, the first 5 commandments are all about worshiping him, putting him first, And the second set of the, you know, commandments, the five, the rest of the five commandments are all about how we treat our neighbors. And Yahushua HaMashiach, while on earth, summarized this for us in Matthew 22, verse 36 to 40. You know, he says, love your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and everything else. It was just a repeat of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. And then you've got the other commandment, which is to do with love your neighbor as you love yourself. So these are the main two areas which we're going to be examined on Judgment Day. Everything that the Lord created in this world is tied to the number 10, the letter Yod, which is the first letter of his name. And when writing it in the previous Hebrew alphabet, as in the original Hebrew alphabet, they always used a hand to signify that letter. So the number 10, the Torah, the Ten Commandments, the two greatest commandments, is all tied to the creation of the world. Now, I think, let me just keep this as an introductory video, and then I'll do another one where I just do the pronunciations of the names. So, but just to summarize, you've got the name Yahweh, which is God the Father. You can call him Yahweh if you're more comfortable with Yahweh, but it's actually Yahweh. And then you've got God the Son, which is Yahushua. Now, before I go to Yahushua, I must admit the name Yah is the, as I said earlier, is the name of the Holy Trinity, and it comes from God the Father. So what the Holy Spirit has revealed in A Mighty Wind Ministry Prophecies 89 and 90 is that just as we have families on earth and we identify with those families using family names, which are also called surnames, also God the Father created a surname for the Holy Trinity, because they, the three of them, are a family unit. You've got God the Father, God the Mother, and then God the Son. So their family name is Yah. And some people are privileged to have this family name within their names. It's Yah. Y-A-H. And this name is all over the Bible, especially the Old Testament. You just have to read the Hebrew original manuscripts to see these names, which means you must have an understanding of how the Hebrew alphabet is written in the script form, because it's not written in the letters that we recognize. So you have to learn it. Though there are some people who have managed to translate it into letters we can understand, and they have included these words. I'm not sure because I don't have a copy, but the Hallelujah Scriptures is very highly recommended when it comes to this. Also, the Aramaic manuscripts, the Aramaic Bible, if it's easier for you, it bears the names of the Lord, particularly the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. So the name Yah is the name of God, the Holy Trinity. Now, as I said, it's a family name, it's a surname. And Yahushua HaMashiach said in John 5:43 that he came in the name of his Father, which means his name must have the surname Yah in it. That means the name Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, and any other name that doesn't have the name Yah in it and is being said to be the name of the Messiah is not his name. There's only one name, and it's not meant to be translated ever. Yes, there is this argument that the Tower of Babel, yes, many languages were introduced, and as a result, there's the freedom to call people in whatever name, language we are coming from, that we have no obligation to learn Hebrew. But you know what? This is a baby I don't know how to call it. This is a baby level argument. If I can put it that way, it's a spiritual milk argument. It's people who say this are the people who still want to stick to spiritual milk. They are not ready to upgrade to spiritual meat from heaven. Yes, there are many languages in the world, and we are, you know, entitled to, you know, to, you know, use our languages. But when it comes to God, He never had it in mind for His names to be translated. Just like when we visit other countries, we never have our names translated according to that language. We stick with our names as it is. And very often we get upset when people change our names. They call us something else, or they try to translate our names. We get upset. We become offended. So if we who are made in the image of the Most High God are offended when our names are not called properly or accordingly, why do we get upset when it is said, when it is revealed prophetically, that the Most High God wants His name to be restored as it was originally? He wants us to know His name. Read Psalm 91, verse 14 to 16. It says He will save us because we know His name. So knowing His name is very important to Him. We were made in His image. That means we have His characteristics. The same way we feel about our names being changed, He feels the same way. He is now correcting us. And if you have the privilege of learning this information, I encourage you to test the Lord and see the goodness of the Lord. Ask Him to prove to you that this truth that is being shared, rather than argue over it over and over again with all kinds of statements, and in the process you sin against the Most High God, why don't you take it to Him in prayer? After all, that is the sign of you being in fellowship with Him. After all, how are you going to say you are His friend if you don't even want to inquire about the small, small things you hear that don't make sense to you? So anyway, I'm running out of time to share this, but I just thought I should highlight the importance of learning the name of the Lord, especially the Messiah's name. The Messiah's name is so, so, so important because it's a matter of life and death. It's Yahushua. Once again, I pray that the Lord will minister to you concerning this, and that He will open your eyes of understanding to see things the way He is revealing them. Because it's our desire and it's His desire that His people don't perish. But Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge." And He rejects us for rejecting His laws. And this can be linked to Matthew 7, 22 to 23, where He says, "Not everybody who calls me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven," because some people will be calling Him Lord, Lord, but they are lawless. They are Torahless, just like the man of sin. So the names are Yahweh, Yah, Yahushua, Shekinah Glory. Those are the main names to learn. I'm going to stop here, otherwise I will not be able to share this audio. Shabbat Shalom. Remain blessed.